Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. JT Mattekus, an entrepreneur, medical activist, author, and executive producer of his book and movie entitled Final Diagnosis, No Second Chances. Mr. Mattekus, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly welcome, and thanks for coming out. So you recently published your new book. What was the inspiration in writing this book? Let's start there.
Well, the inspiration came from I launched a medical question bank called QP.com, Q-U-P-I.com, and I was writing these boring medical questions to help these medical students pass their exams. And, you know, it's a boring endeavor. You know, a 27-year-old patient goes to the clinic with a urinary tract infection, most likely caused from a sexually transmitted disease. It gets boring. Let's make this 27-year-old interesting. Let's make him a spy. Let's make him a genius. Let's make him an alcoholic, you know? And you add all these, say, variables into the equation with different characters, different personalities, and you get, I guess you get a novel out of it. And so that's how I got kind of inspired to write Final Diagnosis, No Second Chances, because I got bored of writing boring medical medical questions for the QP question bank.
You gotta love it, and I can see where the inspiration came from clearly. Now, tell us more about the characters in the book, and are they based on real people by chance?
Yes, yes. These characters are a little bit about a little bit of me, the author, of course, as well as all the people that I've interacted in my studies, in my travels. You know, I traveled to different countries to study medicine, and so I met a lot of different and interesting people, whether they were from Prague or from Poland even, and I actually spent a year and a half in Antigua for my medical studies. So you've got characters, you've got people from all walks of life, the different nationalities, different cultures, different ethnicities, different languages. And I incorporate all these things into the story. The story actually is set in Prague, which is part of the Czech Republic. And so you've got people speaking Czech. You've also got some other languages in there because Europe is a vast continent. You've got different countries, different languages, and you've got also interesting characters. You've got people that are real people who are functioning, but functioning with maybe, say, a substance abuse issue. Say they abuse alcohol. Say they abuse even medicine, even medical drugs, in a sense. And so, and yet they're functioning and they're doing their job and they're trying to be, say, a good person or even maybe a bad person, a villain even. And so you've got all these characters, real characters based off of real situations that I've encountered and been through. And so the goal of the story is to tell an entertaining story, but also to share medical insight, medical facts, medical diagnosis in an entertaining and enjoyable way, especially since we throw in a spy thriller. So you've got villains, you've got heroes or heroes that do villainous things. So there's no true villains or heroes, I guess, in the story. But we all try to do what's best for ourselves and for each other, I guess. So that's so they are based off real people. I mean, I traveled all over Europe and even in England. So some people think I'm James Bond in a sense.
And how cool is that? Good stuff. Now, the premise of the book appears to be some of the problems in the U.S. healthcare system. Would that be true by stating that? And if so, can you elaborate further?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a doctor shortage. So Well, actually, that's another book I wrote. It's a policy book. It's Is There a Doctor Aboard? And it's talking about the doctor shortage. But we do talk about doctors who are flawed. Okay, not you know, we always see doctors as superheroes, but doctors are flawed as well. Especially with the whole situation with the coronavirus and everything, you've got doctors who are depressed, who has been quarantined or self-quarantining themselves from their family to prevent the spread of the virus to their loved ones, and they're just getting burdened and beaten down and long hours. And it's tough, and we really need more doctors to support these true heroes out there who are making so much sacrifices to keep everyone safe, to save lives. And the story touches upon say some of the pitfalls that can happen as these doctors maybe sacrifice so much to the detriment of their family life. And there's depression, and there's maybe even substance abuse, and things like that. So we've got doctors who are real. They're humanized, in a way. You also have doctors who are frustrated with the bureaucracy, the paperwork, the you know being controlled by the medical boards and the insurance company, which is good and bad. Let's not kid ourselves. You can't have, say, rogue doctors out there just prescribing any medicine, whatever they want, and to the detriment of society. But on the same note, you need to give doctors freedom to be able to do their job, to help save lives, and not tie them and handcuff them. I heard so many stories about doctors being handcuffed by the insurance companies, not being able to get the right medication, right therapy to patients that are dying, say, of cancer. And so it's a shame. And so we touch upon these real life scenarios, these characters that are struggling to be, say, good heroes in a sense, but they may end up having to do villainous things in order to achieve their goal to better society in a sense. And so that's where the story takes us. We also talk about infectious disease a lot because it's one of my favorite subjects. who doesn't want to talk about all these different pathogens that can in a sense kill you? I mean, look at what's going on in today's world with the pandemic of the coronavirus. So we talk about pathogens that can kill you. And these are real life pathogens. They're based on real science and real medicine. And there's the real symptoms and the real diagnosis. And you have these team of doctors that are trying to do their job to diagnose the patient, to get a final diagnosis, and to do right for the patient. And so that's where the plot comes in, because there's obviously bad people out there that can use, say, viruses or bacteria or parasites even, and cause havoc and wreak havoc to the world by releasing these things. And so we have heroes that we need heroes doing the doctors to, say, stop these type of situations from happening.
Well, this creation in this book and movie entitled Final Diagnosis, No Second Chances is certainly making an impact in the medical community. I can only see that today. We're joined by Mr. J.T. Matticus, entrepreneur, medical activist, and author and executive producer of his book and movie entitled Final Diagnosis, No Second Chances, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Mr. Matticus, what will the other books in the series address?
Well, the first novel introduces the doctors, the heroes, and the villains in the story. And there's obviously medical cases that needs to be solved in there. And the story was just so large that I had to turn it into a five-book series. And so we look into the relationships of the doctors, the relationships of the doctors and, say, even the villains of the book, of the story. And the story takes place all over Europe. So we've got the first book set in Prague, and the second book, a little sneak peek, is actually set in Poland. And so So I spent some time in Poland, and actually my wife is Polish. So, you know, there's going to be some nice scenery and details from that country as well. And then continue on, the group of doctors keep having to be, they're being chased by the villains. So they have to keep moving from different cities and as the story progresses to stay one step ahead of the evil forces out there. And so that's the future of the book. We also have, say, the film adaptation. So we actually have a full-featured film being released by the end of this year based off of the first three chapters of the story, of the novel. So obviously we've had to make some different changes in order to for the adaptation part to actually happen. And the film was actually fun to shoot. We made some shots in Poland, and we made some shots in Los Angeles.
Another question for you. We know you're bringing the first novel to the screen. Any updates on the movie?
Well, the movie adaptation is to be released at the end of this year, and what can I share about this movie without giving away too much? The movie is definitely exciting. It's quite funny because this coronavirus kind of happened right during shooting, and the movie is actually talking about this disease that's undiagnosed, and it's actually a microbiological pathogen. And so the heroes have to save the day and diagnose this patient in order to, in a sense, save the world, possibly. And so that's the premise of the story in a nutshell. The movie has original music, and it has actually an original animated opening sequence. So it's going to be a full-featured film, very exciting to watch, especially in this type of environment where we are facing pandemics and viruses and pathogens out there that can literally kill you, you know.
Well, certainly a lot to look forward to, especially when things get back to normal. And quite ironic, the content that you were shooting when the pandemic hit. That's quite interesting, no doubt about that. Tell us what's next for you, Mr. JT Mounikas.
Well, Final Diagnosis, No Second Chances has been published and released on Amazon Kindle as well as paperback Amazon. I'm actually putting the final touches on the second book. It's called, it's also under the Final Diagnosis, umbrella, but the title will be Final Diagnosis. The working title is School of Medicine, so you're going to actually get to see these doctors learning certain crafts and trades that will be needed for them to save the day, in a sense. So it's very exciting. It's very interesting. And also, I've launched a YouTube channel called Medical Buzzfeed, Med Buzzfeed, and it's basically breaking down medical news in layman's term and updating the public on what's going out there with regards to, say, the coronavirus or West Nile or Lyme disease or even the flu. So that's what I'm doing these days.
Awesome stuff, and thanks for the report. And you're certainly making a difference within the medical community, and we thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today. Where can listeners get more information on yourself as well as your books and series and movies?
Well, there's the main website, which is JT, as in Tom, Mounikas, JT Mounikas, Mounikus, sorry, Mounikas, and that's jtmounikas.com. You can find me on Amazon, Final Diagnosis, No Second Chances, and by JT Mounikas. The Kindle version is available, as well as the paperback version is available. And look for my movie. It should be released by the end of the year, hopefully for Christmas.
Again, Mr. JT Mounikas, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. JT Mounikas, entrepreneur, medical activist, author, and executive producer of his book and movie entitled Final Diagnosis, No Second Chances. And for further details, visit jtmounikas.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.